You've probably heard Spanglish. You may even speak Spanglish. It's a mix of English and Spanish, and it doesn't do anyone any harm, so far as we can tell. But a mix of English and Urdu may be threatening the future of the language in Pakistan. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Islamabad.
If you talk to a middle or upper class Pakistani these days, say about his thoughts on U.S. actions in his country's tribal areas, you're apt to hear a response like this.
Urdu mein bhi de dun beshak ha ji dekhen baat to ye hai ki nobody likes bombing iska peaceful hal nikle there should be a peaceful solution for this
its higher vocabulary is increasingly taken from English and among the educated classes business classes even the day-to-day vocabulary
Wayne is an American linguistical anthropologist he doesn't want his last name used for fear a government official might be offended by his opinion During his 10 years here, he's witnessed the deterioration of Pakistan's national language.
Fewer people are reading and writing in Urdu. Fewer books are being published in Urdu, I think. So it's giving way to English in more and more domains. It's hard to say where this mixing will take Urdu in the next 10, 20 years.
Zafar Abbas wonders as well. He's editor of the Dawn newspaper.
Whenever I have to speak just in Urdu, I have to make a very conscious effort. For instance, if I am speaking with my aunt or uncle who cannot speak English, it does not come naturally.
Abbas says it's stylish now to toss around English phrases, especially among kids, as more and more young people lose more and more Urdu vocabulary. Some suggest it could end up being among the world's shortest-lived major languages. Schools here teach that Urdu was cobbled together from Hindi, Farsi, Turkish, and Arabic around the 18th century. But Tariq Rahman, a linguist and author who writes in English and Urdu, says news of Urdu's death is greatly exaggerated by Pakistan's elite.
Urdu is not under threat. It is the language of the ordinary schools, most of the publications here. It's used on the radio and the TV. The elite uses English, but the elite also knows Urdu. In fact, if I have seen an expansion, it is both in the number of people who have acquired English and the number of people who have acquired Urdu.
But it's just one of about 55 languages spoken by Pakistan's 170 million people. Rahman says there is a definite push for more English as a way to get a better spot in university or a better job.
It's a class issue, which is also an issue of power, money, which is also an issue of who has access to what.
Urdu may evolve in a few hundred years into something today's speakers barely understand. The English of Shakespeare's time is often difficult to understand today, yet we all still speak what was then called English. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Islamabad.